And now, Ben Bailey.
Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory, both now and forever. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Welcome to our study of the nature or character of God. When the word God comes up, what do we think of? Do we understand who He really is? In our mind, what do we think of when we think of Jehovah or the Lord God Almighty in Scripture? One of the things we can clearly see about God is His eternal nature. That is, God had no beginning, He has no end, He will always exist. Now, as humans, we see that as being very difficult to understand because everything in our world is so directly connected to time. But God isn't. God is not bound by time. Time was not created for God. God created time for man. And so when we talk about God being eternal, that is, He's always been, always will be. The psalmist said it like this in Psalm 90, verse 2, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And so God's nature is eternal. Well, someone says, okay, that's good and well, but what does that mean to me? How does that affect my view of God? Here's how. God being eternal needs to and ought to impress upon our minds that the eternal God doesn't change. He's not fickle, and He's not going to change His mind throughout the ages on His core principles and on His revelation. Malachi 3, verse 6, God said, I am God, I change not. The same God from this side of forever to this side of forever, His nature's not changed. God will always be the same. Hebrews 6, verse 18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 13, 8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so one of the practical aspects of the eternal nature of God is He doesn't change. He cannot lie. He will always be the same. He's that rock in the storms of life that we can always go to. Another practical aspect of God's eternal nature is that God has been planning from eternity to bring salvation to mankind. Now stop for just a minute and think about this. You've got the eternal God. That's His nature. He's always existed. And yet in that eternal nature is His desire from eternity to save mankind. 2 Timothy 1 verses 8 through 10 tells us that God, before time began, had planned to save mankind. Titus 1 verse 2 says, we're living in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. All the hosts of Scriptures tell us that God, in His infinite eternal nature, had planned to save each and every one of us. Not with silver or gold or things of that nature, but God, through His own precious Son, planned to make that salvation available to each and every one of us. And the eternal God has made that a realization today. God, who from eternity had been planning to make salvation available, has now made that available for each and every one of us. How does it apply to me? What God has been working toward is now here and available, accessible through Jesus Christ today. And so we ask you, have you accepted God's plan of salvation? Have you submitted your will to the will of the eternal God? Here's how you can do that today. What must I do to become a child of God, to live forever with God? John 14, 1 through 6. You must first believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 8, verse 24. Having believed in Jesus, you've got to change your way, change your will and change your way, known as repentance. Luke 13, verse 3. You must be willing to confess with your mouth that Jesus is God's Son and Savior of the world. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 38. And you must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus made it so simple. In Mark 16:16, He said this, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe shall be condemned. Have you been baptized, which is done prior to salvation? Mark 16:16. If not, You will not live in eternity with God. You will be condemned for all eternity with the devil. Nobody wants that. God doesn't want that. We don't want that. But the Scriptures teach there are only two options after this life. You can obey God in the here and now and have heaven as your home with God, or you can live in disobedience, rebellion, and sin and spend eternity with the devil and his angels. Our hope and prayer for you today is that in view of eternity, you'll get your life right with God before it's everlastingly too late.